This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Madeline Brand. West Oakland, California has a lot of liquor stores, too many for some of the area's Muslims. Last year, two stores there were ripped apart by a crowd of men, angry that the store's Muslim owner was selling liquor, and that's forbidden under Islamic law. Now, another Muslim store owner is reacting to that. He's converting his store into a liquor-free grocery. From member station KALW, Pauline Bartoloni reports.
Together we can make a difference. Yeah, right. So brothers and sisters, let's strategize.
Shortly after last year's assaults, Muslims from all over the Bay Area gathered on the steps of Oakland City Hall. Liquor stores pervade the city's poor neighborhoods, they said, and they wanted some to be shut down. Imam Zaid Chaker helped spearhead the effort.
But when you come and sell it in a community, it's no longer a private affair. You're now your violation of the law. The law of Islam is affecting the lives of others, and that's what we're against.
Community groups have been outspoken about the large number of liquor stores in Oakland for years, but the liquor business can be attractive to poor immigrants, like those from Yemen, who own two-thirds of the neighborhood markets. Their religion prohibits the sale of liquor, but the business requires little financial investment or language ability. Hatem Bazian is professor of Near Eastern Studies at UC Berkeley.
The rationalization runs the gamut. Some say, well, I'm not drinking it, so it just says they try to play games with the text. Some will just say, well, I'm not living in an Islamic society, so you can't hold me to Islamic principles. Third, he says, I'm here as an American citizen and I'm just engaging in business in America.
Here at Neighbor's Market in West Oakland, Saleh Al-Ghabri watches over his clerk, who talks to customers with tired one-word answers.
Boy, and is that one?
Here.
Al-Ghabri is a Yemeni-American immigrant who's worked in the liquor store business since he first came here 20 years ago. Yemenis are the second largest Middle Eastern group in the Bay Area. Al-Ghabri says they all face similar difficulties in the inner city.
You know, we didn't have no good education. We can work something else, you know, like to take us away from selling alcohol. It's like we barely know how to speak and how to run a business. That's how we know.
Hello.
Besides getting constant calls and working long hours on his feet, Al-Ghabri's doing well. He bought Neighbor's Market in 2000, and last year, his family of five finally got the paperwork to move to the States. Now he's financially stable, and his family is in one place. So Al-Ghabri's ready to make some long-awaited changes to his business.
I'm trying to get out of the alcohol. That's what I'm trying to do. I don't really want to sell anymore.
Al-Ghabri makes $200 to $300 a day selling alcohol, an amount he's confident can be replaced by serving hot food. So that's just what he's doing. He redesigned his market to be alcohol-free. The beer refrigerators will soon become part of a deli, where locals can grab hot dogs or a bowl of soup. He unrolls a sketch of the new design and smiles widely.
That's how it's gonna look. See, that's the front entrance, that's the corner. That's where they're gonna be. That's the storage right here, right where we are.
The cost of the conversion is steep, nearly $35,000 for the design and construction. He wouldn't be making the change without the Environmental Justice Institute, an Oakland nonprofit working to convert liquor stores into food markets. They're coordinating in-kind donations and grant money for the other half of the costs. That way, Al-Ghabri doesn't have to pay a cent.
So, and then you continue right here. We have the beans and the vegetables.
Al-Ghabri's excited about his shop and the change. He says he's saving lives, his own and his neighbors.
Some people, they say if you have to make your living, this guy will figure it. But we don't know if God's going to figure us or not. Well, nobody knows. So what I suggest, just myself, I'm trying to just to get out of it.
The new Neighbor's Market begins construction this month. A handful of other store owners are watching with interest to see if his gamble pays off. From San Francisco, I'm Pauline Bartoloni.